Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a drama from director Clint Eastwood, and it's called Richard Jewell.
This is about the story of the bombing in the Atlanta Olympics, 1996. The chief suspect is Richard Jewell, who was the security guard at the Atlanta Olympics.
Right. The FBI and the press were convinced that that security guard, the guy that first noticed the pipe bomb and saved many lives, had actually planted the device himself in one of those efforts to be hailed as a hero. Now, this movie really does point an accusing finger at both the media and the FBI. And so in that way, it's kind of lockstep with what's currently happening in our country.
It sure is. And all this took place during the time of the Macarena, the time before 9/11. And it's like a prelude to what was coming in our country, I think.
Yeah, Paul Walter Hauser plays Richard Jewell, and he's backed up by a lot of name actors like Sam Rockwell and John Hamm, Olivia Wilde. This movie has caused a lot of controversy because apparently the people at the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, they don't think it was a very accurate portrayal of the woman, and the so-called trading sex for information never happened. So in that case, it's very controversial.
Well, I think it's probably more truth than not. Who knows? But I'm not going to say what actually took place at the end. But I will say that Richard Jewell and his mother, played by Kathy Bates, were extremely great actors. And Kathy Bates, I think, was riveting in her press conference.
I found that it was competent and well-acted, but it never quite captured the compelling dynamic of this fascinating subject. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.